This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
And a warm welcome once again to one and all. Yes, I'm Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. Thank you so much for being here and sharing part of your evening with me. And this is going to be a very special show, a very special version of the show that goes like this. Why is that? Because tonight I'm proud to bring you the show that goes like this, Uncovered. What on earth does that mean? Well, I've been thinking about doing this, what I'm going to do throughout the next couple of hours with you, for quite a while, actually. I had an idea about it a few months back, and it's been germinating in my mind, so to speak, and it's finally come to fruition this evening. What I've discovered is there are a few tracks out there that you instantly associate with a certain person and just assume that was the original version of that track. And it can be quite a shock to your system to realise that that track you've always enjoyed was in fact not an original and was itself a cover version. So what we are doing tonight is playing some surprising cover versions. We're not just going to play the song and just tell you about it. We're going to actually prove that the research has been done, yet more exhaustive research on the show that goes like this tonight. So we'll play the track that everybody knows originally. We will then play the cover version as well. So you can hear, you can compare, you can see just how surprised you are. There'll be a few facts interspersed as well about dates and success and things like that about the various versions. And hopefully it'll be a really informative, interesting, enjoyable and still wacky and amusing version of the show that goes like this tonight. So strap yourselves in, get ready for the ride. It's going to be marvellous. That was the official marvellous jingle there, and let's move on. So brilliant. I thought let's start with something relatively up to date. Some of the things we're going to hear tonight are older songs, and then you're shocked to realise they're based on even older songs. But something that wasn't released too long ago, we're going to start off with something that was released in 2007, and unbelievably was a cover of a song that was released just the previous year. So I'll play the original, then we'll work out the whys and wherefores of how it happened. But this, featuring Amy Winehouse, produced by Mark Ronson, is Valerie.
Hi, it's Charlie.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy, I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like your dress. I want you come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Valerie.
time I go out by myself and I look across the border and I think about all the things why, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger hair.
Phoenix FM.
Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse, classic Valerie, but maybe not all that much of a shock to realise, because a lot of people will have heard of this, originally recorded the year previous. The Ronson one came out in 2007, the Zootons released Valerie in 2006. So, whilst Mark Ronson's version made around double the sales in the UK of the Zootons version, the Zootons one still did pretty okay. I think it got as high as number 9 in the singles chart in the UK. Obviously, it was a lot more well-known when Mark Ronson tweaked it, but let's now hear the Zootons version of Valerie.
Myself, and I look across the water, and I think of all the things what you do, and in my head I make a picture. 'Cause since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way. And in my head I make a picture.
quite different in style, I'm sure you'll agree. That was the Zootons' original version of Valerie from 2006. Mark Ronson and Amy Winehouse made their version available in 2007. And lead singer Dave McCabe of the Zootons, who wrote the song, described the writing process, saying, "I could tell you I was inspired by gazing out across the Mersey or walking past Macca's old house, but the truth is I got the idea in a cab on the way to my mum's. The whole song was written before I got there, took about 20 minutes. And it was revealed in 2019 that the subject matter of the song was a celebrity makeup artist, Valerie Starr, who had met Dave McCabe and got arrested for driving on a suspended licence. So, yeah, always interesting to find out the inspiration behind a song, I think. And, yeah, there you go. That's what to expect from the rest of tonight's show. What, and possibly a bit more of a shock factor with some of the tracks to realise that they're not, in fact, originals. I think quite a few may have been aware that the Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson's Valerie wasn't an original, and maybe even knew it was by the Zootons originally. What about this next one? This one, whilst not to my very core, it shook me when I realised this song, originally released in 2009, is not an original. Here's Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight. More to come.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their flutes to keep it tight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I think I mistakenly said 2009 there. It was actually released in 2000 on their album Onkers Big Mocker. Top Loader's track Dancing in the Moonlight. But shockingly to me, at the very least, was originally recorded in 1972. By a US band called King Harvest. So there was a shock, yes. Well, Top Loader did their version of it, which achieved a lot of success. It had some success with King Harvest, reaching number 13 in the Billboard charts in the US. And having said that, where did... I think the Top Loader version, well, it's sold 1.2 million in the UK. I don't think it did that well in the US. Maybe they were resentful of the fact it was originally a US band that had recorded it. But shall we have the King Harvest version then, and then a few more facts about it, and then move on to more? I'm enjoying the show that goes like this, Uncovered tonight. Hopefully you are as well. You will definitely learn things by keeping tuned to this station, 98.0 FM if you're in the area, phoenixfm.com if you're not, and get your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Great to have you along. I'm Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. Here is the original Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the original then. Bit funkier, the newer one, I would say. Bit more of a folky kind of feel to that original one. Written by a guy called Sherman Kelly in 1969 and originally recorded in 1970 by his band Bofalongo and then released as a single successfully by King Harvest in 1972 and got to number 13 on the Billboard charts in the US. And, written by Sherman Kelly while recovering from being attacked by a gang, apparently. He had multiple fractures and wounds and was left for dead. And while he was recovering, he wrote that song envisioning an alternate reality, the dream of a peaceful and joyful celebration of life. There we go, bit of a dark reason for him writing that song. Anyway, this is the show that goes like this, Uncovered, where we're hitting you up with some tracks that you may be shocked to realise are in fact cover versions. So Top Loaders, Dancing in the Moonlight, not the original, King Harvest 1972, that was released in the States. Here's another one, the only track you're going to hear tonight where the original is actually named something slightly different, but you can definitely tell it's the same track. Here's another shocker, over to American singer and choreographer Tony Basil. Tony Basil and Mickey there from 1981. Very successful, getting to number 2 in the UK, number 1 in the US. but not an original, no. Well, Tony Basil was a singer and choreographer, and she based that track on an older track called Kitty by a band called Racy. And it's very similar, but instead of Mickey, it's Kitty. And apparently it was rumoured that the name of the song was changed from Kitty to Mickey because Tony Basil had a crush on the Monkees drummer and lead vocalist Mickey DeLenz after meeting him on the set of their movie Head, for which she was the choreographer. However, she denied that claim and said she did not know DeLenz that well. But you would say that, wouldn't you, if you'd changed the name of a song and dedicated it to him unwittingly. But yeah, so Racy's version of that track called Kitty was released in 1979 on their debut album called Smash and Grab. Would you like to hear just how different it is? Go on then, this is Racy and Kitty, not Tony and Mickey.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, many people know Tony Basil's Mickey, so to speak, but they're not so well aware of Racy, the British pop group formed in 1976 in Weston-super-Mare, who in 1979 released that track Kitty on one of their albums, and obviously a couple of years later was made a worldwide hit. I bet they wish they'd had a worldwide hit with it, but there you go. It wasn't to be for Racy and Kitty. Tony Basil took it forward. Right, here comes another track that I was shocked wasn't the original, and again was inspired by a track quite a bit older. Here, from 1981, once again, is Soft Cell with Tainted Love. I know what you're thinking. Iconic, yes. Not original, though.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn. I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you,
Phoenix FM.
Well, are you surprised to learn Soft Cell's Tainted Love is not the original version of that track? Was originally released in 1965 by Gloria Jones, recorded in 1964 on the B-side of her single My Bad Boy's Coming Home, and the whole thing was a commercial flop, didn't chart in the US or the UK, and kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. But in 1973, British club DJ Richard Serling purchased a copy and took it to the Northern Soul scene, and it became a very popular Northern Soul track, which is where Mark Almond heard it and was inspired to rework it and release the Soft Cell version 17 years after it was originally recorded. So yeah, I was very surprised to realise that. So if you want to hear a Motown influenced version of Tainted Love, here with hers, it's Gloria Jones.
Seems to go nowhere, and I lost my ride. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this with a very special uncovered special this evening. It's so special, I say special, rather a lot. But we're finding out that tracks you maybe thought were originals are in fact cover versions, and it may be shocking to some of you. But yes, that was Gloria Jones' original Tainted Love, recorded back in 1964 and released in 1965 as a B-side with another song. Both fell by the wayside, was revived in the Northern Soul scene around a decade later, and then about 5 years after that, thinking it was originally from Northern Soul, that inspired Mark Almond to do the Soft Cell version of Tainted Love. And that version's platinum in the UK, sold over 600,000 copies. Incredibly successful. And I think the NME in around about 6 or 7 years ago, it was voted the 345th best song ever recorded, apparently. Which seems like it's quite far down the list, but when you think that's of all time, that's of all songs, not bad. Okay, let's move on to another one, which, again, many people may be surprised, but when you understand a little bit more about the history of it, not quite so surprising. But this track by UB40 is not an original. Maybe you need a drink. Classic UB40, slight reggae hint there, Red Wine. Their version released in 1983. I was surprised that wasn't an original. I obviously didn't know enough about UB40's albums, because that was part of their Labour of Love album. And if you know their Labour of Love album, you know that all the tracks on that are cover versions. So there's a shocker. But apparently, UB40 were only familiar with a previous version of that track by Tony Tribe, a Jamaican-born singer who did his reggae version in 1969, and that is what inspired UB40. But you may or may not know that Red Red Wine was originally written by Neil Diamond. There's a shocker. In 1967, Neil Diamond released his version of Red Red Wine. It didn't achieve anything like the success of the UB40 version. And it was covered even before Tony Tribe did it as well. I think a year later in 68, Dutch singer Peter Teteru from the band T-Set had a hit with a version that reached number 6 in the Dutch charts. Then Tony Tribe released his version, and there was another cover in 1970. Everyone was covering it, late 60s, early 70s. Vic Dana did a cover. But ultimately, we have to thank Mr. Neil Diamond for Red Red Wine. Let's hear his version.
Red, red wine, go to my head, make me forget that I still need a soul. Red, red wine, it's up to you. All I can do, I've done, but memories won't go. No, memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time, thoughts of you my head. I was wrong, and I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine, stay close to me, don't let me be alone, it's tearing my blue, blue heart. I'd have sworn that with time, thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one thing makes me.
That's more mellow.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So that was Neil Diamond's 1967 version of Red Red Wine, the original. And Neil Diamond, his song got to number 62 in the US charts. The UB40 version, reworking of it, got to number 1 in the UK, number 1 in the US. And Neil Diamond has stated UB40's version is among his favourite covers of his songs, and he frequently performs the song live using the UB40 reggae arrangement rather than the original arrangement. That's quite a compliment, I guess, when the original writer and performer of the song does it in the style you've kind of changed it to. That's pretty cool. I like that. Here's another one that may not be all that shocking to you, but may be shocking to some people. That's what I like about the show that goes like this. Sometimes it shocks, sometimes it doesn't. You never know when you can safely tune in without the risk of being shocked. Anyway, here's a track from 1989 that got to number one in the UK. Did you know it wasn't an original? Over to Sinead.
Sleep all day.
Phoenix FM.
So that was the Sinead O'Connor version of Nothing Compares to You, which was released in 1989 and went to number one basically everywhere. Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Portugal, Sweden, Switzerland, here in the UK and the US and West Germany, because it wasn't reunited at the time. Incredibly successful track. However, just in case you weren't aware, it was originally written and composed by Prince for his side project The Family, which featured on their 1985 debut album. That was the only album released by The Family. And Nothing Compares to You, obviously one of the tracks on it, which we're going to hear shortly. Apparently Prince took no interest in performing that track at concerts, but after Sinead O'Connor had the hit with it in the early 90s, he began performing it live. He performed duets with Rosie Gaines in concert, had a live performance released on compilation albums, and he did do a solo version of it for his concert film Rave Unto the Year 2000. So, yeah, he obviously found renewed love for the track once Sinead O'Connor had had a worldwide hit with it. So, here then, with Nothing Compares to You, once again, it's Prince.
Bye. Rosie Gaines.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong. This is the show that goes like this, and I am Ben Simmons. That jingle was produced correctly with the correct information. Fantastic. And that was Prince's version of Nothing Compares to You. That was a live performance with Rosie Gaines. Sounding fabulous. His version, released as part of his side project The Family, didn't do very much critically or sales-wise, but the Sinead O'Connor version has sold over 3.5 million copies worldwide. Over 600,000 in the UK. It's gone platinum in the UK and platinum in the States, selling over 1 million copies in the States. Hugely, hugely successful. But Prince with the original. There we go. Another one. Was that a shocker? Well, appropriately, the original of this track coming up has the word shock in its title, almost. But here, with a song that maybe you thought was their original, although not necessarily, it's Bananarama and Venus.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So that was Venus, then, released by Bananarama in 1986. And did pretty well at that time. Got to number one in the US and got to number eight in the UK, but was successful all over the world, but was originally released by Dutch rock band Shocking Blue back in 1969, and their version topped the charts in 9 countries. One of the rare times, at least with the tracks featuring on tonight's show, where the original and the most famous cover version have both done pretty well sales-wise, because the Shocking Blue version was number one in Australia, Belgium, Canada, Spain, Switzerland, the US, and Bananarama's version was number one in Australia, Canada, Finland, New Zealand, South Africa, Switzerland, and the US. So there you go. Rather interesting, I'm sure you'll agree. Whether when Shocking Blue first recorded it in the late 60s and when Bananarama decided to cover it in the mid 80s, either of them could foresee it would be used to sell lady razors. Who knows? Who knows if they hoped that would be the ultimate future for it. But anyway, let's hear the original 1969 version, Shocking Blue, Venus once again.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Shocking Blue's original Venus from 1969. Yes, and well, it was a surprise to me, maybe not a lot of people, maybe a surprise to you to realise just how popular that original was. It sold over 7.5 million copies worldwide, the Shocking Blue version, and it featured in the Netflix series The Queen's Gambit, which has become incredibly popular recently, and lead actress Anya Taylor-Joy dances and sings to the music video of the original Venus. Ironically, that scene takes place in 1967, 2 years before the track was actually released. So someone didn't do the research thoroughly, people working behind the scenes on the Queen's Gambit, but we won't worry about it too much. Right, are you ready for a shocker? This one really did surprise me, and what's even better is when you hear the original, the band name of the original is one of the greatest band names of all time. Certainly one that I'd never heard of before. Here is a song that was originally released in 1997 and achieved worldwide acclaim. I'm surprised it's not an original. Natalie, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around, he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. I guess the fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't stop jumping on. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late. I'm already torn. Torn. Inspiration has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I'm ashamed. Bound and broken, I'm
Very recognisable, Natalie Imbruglia's Torn there. Hugely successful track, apparently the 85th biggest selling UK single of all time. Released in 1997, to date in the UK it's sold over, well, almost 1.4 million copies. Hugely, hugely popular, but originally written in 1993 by Scott Cutler and Anne Previn with producer Phil Thornalley. As a solo song for Previn, Cutler and Previn's band performed it live but did not release a recording, and then they did release a recorded version in 1995. I alluded to their name earlier saying it was brilliant. Scott Cutler and Previn, have they combined their names together to make some kind of wacky thing? No, they haven't. They've got a band called Edna Swap. Who knows why they did that, but yes, Edna Swap had the original recording of that. Apparently there was some versions in Danish as well, a little bit earlier too, but the English recording first happened in 1995 from Edna Swap. Well, I know what you're thinking. Stop delaying. We've got bated breath here. We'd like to hear the Edna Swap version of Torn. Who wouldn't?
I saw a man brought to life. Yeah, he was warm. He came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. You couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know or seem to care what your heart is for. No, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am ashamed, lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect sky is torn. You're a little late, I'm already torn.
Just so many things that I can't touch or talk.
That was grungy.
Phoenix FM.
Edna Swap's original version of Torn, written by Scott Cutler and Anne Previn in 93, recorded by Edna Swap in 95, recorded, updated and made a worldwide hit by Natalie Imbruglia in 1997. That's one of those tracks that sort of unjustly never made it to number one in the UK. It was number two for 3 weeks, apparently, kept off the top spot by Aqua's Barbie Girl. There you go, outrageous. But again, that was a big surprise to me to learn that Natalie Imbruglia's Torn was not the original, but congratulations to Edna Swap for coming up with it, albeit slower and grungier. Now, most of the tracks we've featured on the show tonight have a kind of famous version that isn't necessarily the original, and then an original version by someone you've not really heard of. This is a very rare time where you've heard of both the artists that have recorded a version of this, and I was really, really surprised to learn that this version is not the original. Aretha Franklin's Respect, says The Nation.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, there's a shocker. I thought it was her signature song, Aretha Franklin's Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and all that gubbins, released in 1967 by her. I'm going to play the other version before I tell you about how it all happened, but originally released in 1965, just 2 years earlier, by Otis Redding.
Yeah. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, it most certainly is. It most certainly, I think I was trying to say, which that can't be coherent. Anyway, this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this, and it's my Uncovered special tonight. We're looking at tracks where when you find out they're not the original of that track, you are shocked. And you go, that was a cover version. Maybe some sort of audible gasp or something like that. That's at least what I'm trying to inspire in some of you this evening. And I was surprised by that. Otis Redding being the original person to record Respect, which he did in 1965. And that original version, obviously, it doesn't matter what the woman does wrong to him, as long as she respects the man when he comes home and brings money home. And totally different interpretation from Aretha Franklin became a huge landmark for the feminist movement. And the RESPECTs and the Socket Toomies, etc. Apparently, that track was brought to Reading by a guy called Speedo Sims, who intended to record it with his band, the Singing Demons. No one's quite sure who wrote the original version, but band leader Percy Welch said it was a guitarist at Bobby Smith's recording studio in Macon. Reading took the Speedo Sims version, rewrote the lyrics, and sped up the tempo. And Sims went with the band to the Muscle Shoals studios, was unable to produce a good version, and Redding decided to sing the song himself, which Sims agreed to. And Redding promised to credit Sims, which never happened, which is a little bit outrageous. But it did feature on Otis Redding's third studio album, Otis Blue, released in 1965. Clearly, everybody knows it as Aretha Franklin's song, which achieved huge success, over a million sales in the States, over 600,000 copies in the UK. It's gone platinum in the UK, and associated with her for all time. So, yeah, a hugely successful track, no matter who recorded it first. Both versions, pretty good. And that's one of the few to feature on tonight's show where you've heard of both the artists before before finding out more information about them on this programme. Now, we're going to come a bit more up to date with a track that was originally released in 2005. And I was very surprised to hear the original of this. The cover was released in 2005. The original was released in 2004. There's a bit of a story behind it. This is probably the times where you're going to hear two tracks quite close to each other that basically sound the same. How on earth has that happened? At least normally when there's a cover of something, it's been tweaked a little bit, it's been updated a little bit, it's had something done to it. Anyway, I'm sure, like me, you'll all be surprised to learn the Pussycat Dolls and Don't Ya is not an original.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this?
Ooh, baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see the get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick, yes, I'm on the lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you call before you leave.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it.
I know you want it.
It's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Don't you? Fight the feeling.
Leave it alone.
Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough to leave a happy home. Let's keep it friendly.
You have to play fair.
You have to play fair.
See, yeah. I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna wanna share.
Your girlfriend was a freak like me.
Like me.
Don't you?
Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright, sing.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Be fun.
Don't you?
Okay, I see how it's going down.
Don't you?
Seem like shorty want a little menage to pop off or something.
Let's go, let's go.
Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it. When I come through, it's the God Almighty looking all brand new. A shorty want to jump in my ass, then Van Jewish. Looking at me all like she really want to do it. Try to put it on me to my black and bluish. You want to play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wax, hit you in the back of the Magnum. But the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty all on me because it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all. If y'all can get cool, so I can hit the boat for y'all. Don't worry
about
it.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Oh.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you?
Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright, sing.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
So that's the Pussycat Dolls and Don'tcha, released in, when was it, 2005, I think? Yes. Now, let me tell you the background, just to put a gap between the two tracks. Otherwise, you might not be able to tell the difference, although Busta Rhymes doesn't feature on the original. But in January 2004, CeeLo Green finished writing and producing the song Don'tcha, and it was originally written for a lady called Tori Alamaze, who was a former backing vocalist for Outkast, the band. And she signed with Universal Records and decided to release the song as her first single. However, she decided to part ways with the label a few months later because she was unhappy and felt she got caught up in the middle of egos and arguments. And she decided to give up her rights to the song to get out of her contract. Meanwhile, Intersoap Records signed the Pussycat Dolls. And after Universal Records dropped Alamaze, the label was still very much interested in that song. And the chairman of the Universal Music Group, Doug Morris, wanted to give Don'tcha to the Pussycat Dolls. Initially, CeeLo Green was sceptical, saying he didn't know too much about them. But when he realised Universal were involved, he was happy to jump at the chance. And Nicole Scherzinger has admitted that their version, compared to Tori Alamaze's version, basically sounds identical. She said, "I had Alamaze's version as a guide, but ours is a bit fresher." Hmm. See what you think. Tori Alamaze, don't ya? Imagine Busta Rhymes rapping.
Ladies.
Rest of it.
Ladies.
Pretty similar.
Fellas. Are you ready? Let's dance.
And in the back of your mind, I know you should be f***ing with me.
Oh, baby, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? By the feeling,
by the feeling,
leave it alone.
to play fair.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So CeeLo Green wrote it. That was Tori Alamaze's version of Don'tcha, which was released in 2004, and copies were still available in the shops when the Pussycat Dolls version was released in 2005. Rather bizarre. I bet Tori Alamaze wishes she had the commercial success with the track that the Pussycat Dolls did. She never had Busta Rhymes on it either. But there you go. Yeah, Pussycat Dolls version was number one in Australia, Belgium, Canada, Denmark. Number one in Germany, Hungary, Ireland, New Zealand, Norway, Switzerland, the UK and the US. Only number nine in Greece, though, so a little bit left to be desired for them there. And in France, only number six. So, yeah, you know, sometimes it doesn't always work out how you hoped. Anyway, yeah, I always like stories behind things and stuff like that. Missed opportunities or alternative versions that could have been successful. Tori Alamaze, former backing singer with the band Outkast. They tried to get a solo career, tried to give her that track. She agreed to leave the label and give up her rights to that track, which was subsequently given to the Pussycat Dolls, who went from strength to strength, and haven't heard too much of Tori Alamaze since, although she has released music, I believe, if you do a bit of online research. Exhaustive research has been carried out for this programme, as ever, particularly today with this special of cover versions that you're shocked to realise are cover versions, or at least the host of the programme is shocked to realise. Anyway, we've got a few more to squeeze in, and, well, a couple of shockers, at least for some of the audience, I'm sure, are coming up right now. Here's a song that was released back in 1987. Everybody that hears this thinks this is the original. We know it wouldn't feature in tonight's programme if it was, would it? It's Tiffany. I think we're alone now in being the only person that's had this song. I don't think so, Tiff.
Yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now from back in 1987. I'm going to play the original shortly, then I'll give you a bit of the background about it all and how it got tweaked and turned into something quite a bit more successful, although the original did get a bit of success. And thanks to everybody who's been in touch on social media throughout the show tonight, saying how shocked they've been at some of the tracks they've heard. I know one person out there listening simply refuses to accept that anything other than that Tiffany version is the official version of that track. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, but yes, the original was back in 1967 by Tommy James and the Shondells. They think they're alone now too.
Phoenix FM.
I really like that original version. That was Tommy James and the Shondells version of I Think We're Alone Now from 1967. It was written and composed by Richie Cordell and released in 67, and it reached number one on the WLS Silver Dollar survey for 5 weeks. So there we go. Bit of critical acclaim in the late 60s for that track. And then Tiffany Dawlish released it in 1987. And apparently her manager, George Tobin, gave her a cassette of the original and said he suggested she should put it on her forthcoming album, and she hated the idea of recording it because she thought it was neither modern enough and nor hip enough. And then when it was remade as a dance track and Tiffany played it to her friends, they started to enjoy it, and therefore it inspired her to return to the studio and record the song in around 4 takes, apparently. And I guess that's not very much, so that probably saved the producers a lot of time in studio fees. But there you go, 1987 for the Tiffany version, 1967 for the original. Now, is this the biggest shock of them all, that this track is not an original? Have I left it till last because I thought it might be the most shocking? Maybe you knew this all along and you're like, come on, this is old news. Well, whatever you feel about it, I was shocked to discover that Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun is not an original.
I'm Phoenix FM.
Well, another big surprise, at least for me, I'm sure for many of you listening out there as well. Cyndi Lauper's breakthrough hit from 1983 was not an original version. Shocking. Is it truly shocking or something we all need to just get over a little bit? Well, I'm going to play us out with the original very shortly and just a little bit of background about that. Again, a bit like Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin, kind of changing the original meaning of the track because it was written by Robert Hazard, who recorded a demo of it in 1979, obviously from a male point of view, and it was all about explaining to his parents why he wasn't able to settle down with a woman because girls just wanted to have fun. But again, Cyndi Lauper, a very early advocate of girl power, if you like, and feminism, etc., and stuff like that, changing the meaning of the track completely and becoming a bit of an anthem. So there we go. It's been a pleasure to present to you my uncovered version of the show that goes like this tonight. And I like to think we've all learnt something by being here. So who'd have thought such things like Valerie and Dancing in the Moonlight and Mickey and Tainted Love weren't original tracks? Who'd have thought Red Red Wine was originally by Neil Diamond? Maybe you knew Nothing Compares to You from Sinead O'Connor was originally by Prince. And Bananarama's Venus was originally by Shocking Blue. Then there's certain bands that will feel like they've missed out. Edna Swap, who were the original ones to record Torn, which became a huge hit for Natalie Imbruglia. Tori Alamaze, who recorded Don'tcha a year before the Pussycat Dolls, had a huge worldwide hit with it. And I like to think it's been educational. So thanks so much for tuning in. As ever, from tomorrow morning, you'll be able to hear this on the catch-up service on my blog page on the Phoenix website, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you get taken to all previous episodes. It's been a special evening, and Girls Just Want to Have Fun wasn't an original, so let's play out with Robert Hazard's original. And stay tuned to Phoenix. Thanks very much. See you soon. Go on, Robert. Needed a better intro, I think.
Fun.